Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Corey Jacob, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Corey.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report last week. First of all, how has seeding been progressing? At what stage is planting at this point? For what crops and where?
I guess so. Across the province, we have 99% of the crops seeded. Seeding is virtually complete across the province. There might be the last little bit of green seed going in or the odd bit of reseeding, but 99% of the crop is in, up from 92% last week and ahead of the 5-year average of 93%. So we're ahead of the average and doing well for seeding. Really, all regions across the province are in that 99% range for seeding progress. We've got pretty much all the crops, seeded in quite good time. A little bit of the late, maybe barley or oats going in is where we're, or flax is where we're seeing a bit of seeding yet to be done.
What are we seeing in terms of crop development at this point? And what are the key factors that are influencing crop development?
I guess for crop development, we're seeing kind of normal to behind or behind to normal for normal developmental stage for this time of year. We've got some crop that's been sitting in the ground for quite a while that hasn't emerged yet either, waiting for that rain. So in Saskatchewan here, it's mostly lack of rainfall that's driving that development. A lot of crops have kind of stalled out and are waiting for that rain. So we are in a, it's not bad right now. We're still managing and holding on, but if we don't get rain in the next few weeks, that's when we're going to start really turning that corner and going in a bit of a backwards direction or a worse direction, in my opinion.
How are the soil and moisture conditions at this point and where, and just how variable are the moisture conditions?
Sure. So across the province, cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 22% adequate, 47% short, and 31% very short. And then across the hay and pasture land, it's rated as 18% adequate, 42% short, and 40% very short. So across the whole province, we see that need for rain. It is a bit variable, as you had mentioned. We do have adequate topsoil moisture conditions kind of in the very northeast and northwest parts of the province. I'm talking like Meadow Lake area and Nipawin Hudson Bay. And there might be the odd isolated area here and there in the province. But for the most part, a general rain that would go corner to corner on the province would be just what we need to turn things around here.
What have we seen in terms of crop damage, either the result of directly the result of weather or from pest damage?
The main one for us is this lack of moisture. We're at the point where it's going to be starting to take some yield away or some yield potential away. There have been reports of frost as well, isolated areas. What else do we have here? The extremely dry conditions are also taking, contributing to some crop damage. And, of course, insects. Mother Nature's kind of throwing the kitchen sink at us this year. The big one is the flea beetles on canola. We're hearing a lot of reports of insecticide applications and reseeding from them. And then cutworms are showing up as well on cereal crops and oilseed crops and pulse crops. They're doing their damage as well. So it's a full bore of everything we're dealing with here for crop damage.
What is needed at this point and why and where?
I guess we need, the conditions to stay a bit on the cooler side like we're getting here in the province, and we need a good long few-day rain event, like a good soaker to let it soak in and give us a couple of inches of rain to turn things around. And really, I would say it's needed across the province. Anybody and everybody would take it right now.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that covers everything there, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Corey Jacob, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.